時速。The spring is sparkling, yeah? I'm so excited to see that it's light earlier now.
Next time when we see
light
the
earlier
team,
now.
I must go to eat.
And it's light later. Stay light later.
The chair I volunteered is just going to turn you in here.
Yeah, eat me.
Yeah.
You must initiate it.
Afterwards, everyone's welcome.
You are the Italian. Yeah, you must initiate it.
Sorry, where's the people story? They're coming from.
No, we were joking when we were in Woodbank. The chair says, if you ever have an oversight with it, for example, like the translator, Italy is known to be one of the best in the world.
Yeah.
If there's ever been an oversight there, I think we should make sure that afterwards we have an extra couple of days to do it, and then we can ask them to come to my family's house.
But it's actually true. I mean, Italy is known for infrastructure.
Yeah.
Both.
Some
of these roads here in Pesa were built by the Italians.
What is that hill coming to the president's residence?
Kan het maar beginnen. Oh, you did get the invite. Not, because I requested this one to send invite to.
I've got a question in Akin's stuff. Just to give information, just give us background, how it affects the submissions, everything.
No.
Nothing.
Who is this now? Arthur?
My little brother?
Yes, I can.
I was in a state. I came back from a state.
Anyway, maybe we will start and see what happens.
Mm.
Otherwise, we will have to, if we don't get people to come and help us, we'll have to move this to one of the, I don't know if we'll have an opportunity during this oversight. We can just convene a meeting. Yeah.
Maybe that's a better
option. Pardon?
It's maybe the better option.
Do you think so? Natasha?
I don't mind.
Mm. Because we'll all be there. So what do you suggest? Do we try this while Connie is going to negotiate?
Well, let's see what Connie gets
us. We must first wait for Connie.
Right.
Okay. Let's wait.
Public hearings about the same thing that we discussed.
Okay, let me.
But he says that in the old assembly, there's a meeting.
Yeah, I was just saying that we.
And there's only two. Very few members. There are more guests.
And we can't ask the guests. No, what we were saying whilst you were out is that if we can't do, we'll just have to adjourn this one and reconvene after our first oversight tomorrow and have a committee meeting. Honourable September?
No, I'm together. I think we should we say we should do it tomorrow, no?
Yeah.
Find some lunchtime or something to make.
Yeah.
Until we know.
Yeah. We don't need many hours, and to also give those who haven't read the documents just have an opportunity to go through them. We'll ask Disang to inform all members who are not here, just to go through so that it doesn't, it saves us time.
Can we be reminded, Chairperson?
Yes.
What's happening tomorrow and the day after?
Yeah, we were going to. We were going to get a briefing anyway from Disang. Let me do this. Let's open this meeting formally, and let me welcome all of you. I don't know whether to say all of you, because all of you are not here. All of you here. I'd like to... Yes. We normally don't do this, Marijke, but I think we must extend a special welcome to you. Honorable Michael, this Marijke is with PMG. She's doing a learnership there. She's from the States. And we want to wish you well during your stay. I think you left with 2 or 3 weeks?
Two weeks.
Yeah. She's a political science student. And we hope that what you've learned here will help you with your studies. And we hope to see you back soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
okay. I don't know if I'm allowed.
Well, yeah, and then you'll give us a quorum, so the meeting will continue. Anyway, let's, I think the next thing would be this briefing from Disang about the, so are we agreed that we will adjourn this part for tomorrow? Honourable Mike?
Chair, I agree 100%, and I mean,
thank you so much.
I think we know we're in exceptional circumstances,
yeah,
that have caused this. Chair, I would just like to say one thing, and perhaps it could be corrected before tomorrow. On the 22nd of May, you would remember that myself and Marijke, we're very casual, so first name basis is here. Myself and Eric did not receive notice of the meeting. So we had no idea that the meeting was taking place. Now, I understand that we've been added with apologies. But in actual fact, Chairperson, it makes it sound in the greater scheme of things that we knew about the meeting and didn't come. And while it means nothing to the parliamentary program, it does mean a great deal within the Democratic Alliance, because we have to be able to account for every apology that we submit. And my whip has already asked me to explain where Eric and I were at this particular meeting, and I have said to him that, in fact, we did not receive notice of the meeting, and then he wanted to know then why were we listed as apologies. Chair, so I strongly do feel that a special mention needs to be made that we, in fact, didn't apologize. We did not know that a meeting was taking place. Otherwise, it is an unnecessary black mark that's held against myself and Eric. It's not the 22nd. It's the... Twelfth of June. Chair, it was a clerical error that I mean really couldn't be avoided by Desan. It really wasn't his fault, but nonetheless it did happen.
I think what we will do, we will leave it as apology and in brackets to put that through some administrative omission or something.
Great, that's perfect. Thank you very much, Shepherd.
Don't need to debate the issue, but we must not, if we believe that the members, honourable members of the DA, and we shift the blame to Desang, to say he made the administrative blunder, that's also maybe hard on him if he didn't blunder. So we need to find a way to say the communication did not follow through without necessarily put blame on somebody specifically. I'm a bit hesitant to jump into it and say, you guilty, let's pass it.
I agree 100%. Chair, what it was, I can actually explain to the committee, we did figure out what it was. It was an IT blunder in that Desang groups portfolio members together, and he had created a new group for the portfolio. And what happened is somewhere IT reset something. And when they did the reset, the group went back to the old group. So in other words, Honorable Van Dijk and Van Dalen would have got the emails that afternoon to say that there was a meeting the next morning. So it was actually an IT error. And then once they reset it again, then the group came back to the correct group. And in actual fact, it happened this week again. Desang phoned me and said, look, I'm terribly sorry, it's done that same grouping. And Peter van Dalen phoned me and said, look, Tasha, I've got your notice. And then we had to fix it again.
Oh,
okay. So it's an IT
okay.
error.
Two things. The one is when we are curated, then of course the members would be within their right to say, not right, that the minutes must go through as apologies. Then tomorrow's meeting minutes will reflect the real story.
Yeah.
So it's not that we can do something.
Yeah,
so I'm saying that's how we should deal with that one. But the second one is, Chair, I do think if you could just establish with the Secretary what the situation is. If you can just do your own little investigation, what happened there, and then whatever corrective measures that needs to be taken there and needs to be sorted out.
But doesn't the song send a notice to the decision?
Might be a formal meeting. that will change it. But I think what Natasha wanted to do is to ask this. Yeah. So that we discuss it together.
And I'm very happy that she raised the discussion that why would the minute members not come to a meeting when we deal with minutes and the floor?
Yes.
That's what we said, if we are to look at the minutes.
And even with the efficacy of the program, we have organized for the delegation to speak in the
Kalinan because it's the closest to the Mr. Demo, was going to say something? The Kalinan is next to the, is closer to the harbor. And also it's it's because some of the members are staying like in Pelican Park and areas because they are far from the port. So in, for us to be able to make it there at 8 o'clock, it's better if members are all sleeping there. But there are members who will not be able to sleep there to if by choice, to say that no, they'll sleep at their residential houses or the parliamentary houses. So the delegation will sleep there tonight. That is staying far from town, so that they can be able to make it to tomorrow morning after 7. And then we are
may
well.
May I say something on that?
Yeah.
I mean I hear what the secretary is saying, but is it necessary? That how do we justify that we are in Cape Town and we're going to incur expense of sleeping in a hotel simply because it's around the corner, as opposed to ensuring, because it's an oversight visit, that there's a dedicated transport that will ensure that we will be fetched. Well, I'm not part of the we. I'm not going to sleep there in any event. I think it's wrong. I am here. Why must I go and sleep there? So I don't know, Chair, that that's my view about it. I don't think that we should incur that sort of expense. I hear what the Secretary is saying. He's speaking from a logistic point of view, but the logistic point of view does not augur with me.
If we were expected, what you're saying is that if we were expected to be here in Parliament at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, so why not organize transport that will be from here after that?
I'm not getting involved in how that logistics.
I'm just saying that I. But Disang has got to guide us also.
Yeah,
if you cancel everything now, what are the other costs that's going to be incurred?
We're jumping halfway into the program. Can we ask Disang just to go chronologically through the program, that we understand the reasoning? I tend to agree with Comrade Connie in September, and once we understand the program, the gist of the program and the justification, then we make a judgment call on the hotel.
Okay. Like I said,
The reason for that one is only part of the reasons, the vicinity, the fact that it's very nearer to the port. But for the sake of, because I'll also mention another thing is that there's been complaints to the speaker and the chief whip regarding the transport service that we're using. Because the Portfolio Committee on Correctional Services, the chairperson and most of the members and other committees were not picked up by this transport service. Yes, that service is very unreliable. So it has created the cause where members were unable to get their flights. And that, so it is not a reliable transport service as we speak now. So to say that they must come and pick you up at 6 o'clock, it must not be there at that time. But it's just one of those things, but they're going to fix it as we go forward. Going forward, we'll be able to use other transport services like Avis, even when you're in Parliament, because I think they are reviewing it. because this one we're using apparently it's not about reliable. And then I've chosen 6:30 so that we've started 8 o'clock, considering that we've got limited time to choose to cover 7:30. Yeah. So we'll start at the port at 8 o'clock, and then we will finish all the briefings and the site visit at 12 o'clock. And then the lunch will be at 12 to 1. And then what I put in the brackets there is the advice that I've given to Transnet with regards to what is the expectation of the committee with regards to the site visit, that there shouldn't be too much presentations, and then the program should include a site visit, a meeting with stakeholders, would be stewards, a representative for local businesses and the local authority. But I have sent letters to the unions and to the mayor to ensure that there is a representative from the local authority and the local businesses. But for Cape Town, I are struggling to get hold of the local business, especially the ones who are dealing with small, medium, and micro enterprises, because the only one that is there is the Cape Chamber of Commerce. And then for the Transnet Rail Engineering, I have put the 30 minutes driving, because it's just from here to Salt River from there. So we should be there by 11:30 if we finish at 1 o'clock. And then we will do oversight for approximately 3 hours there, because it's a rail engineering of Transnet at Salt River. The lunch will be at the port. So after visiting the port, then we'll go to the thing. Then I've given them time up to 4:30 to give us a program up to that. And then the delegation will sleep there. And then another thing is that sleeping at the hotel on the first, madam, the committee would probably have to change the 7 o'clock if they are uncomfortable with or they are comfortable with, because considering that the traffic maybe in the morning could be 2 hours from here to Saldanha, because it's 120 Ks to go to Saldanha Bay. So if for us, but I've given them 9 o'clock to start the program, so we do have 2 hours to drive there. And then we'll finish the program at 3 o'clock, where we'll have the same program as we had at the Port of Cape Town. And also, yeah, I've also invited the office of the mayor, Ms. Jacher, and I've also invited the local businesses and informed the unions also that side. And then we should be back in Cape Town by 5 o'clock. On Thursday, and then the program will be finished.
Okay, there we are.
Thank you, Chair. Okay, Chair, we've now heard rationale behind the hotel. And Chair, you will know that I instructed Honourable Marais that he would not be staying at the hotel, just the same way I will not be staying at the hotel, because we have accommodation in Cape Town. It is not an unusual circumstance that we have early morning starts. We have early morning caucuses regularly, and if it means that you have to leave Acacia Park at 5 o'clock in the morning to be at Parliament at 7, then that's what we do. Chairperson, it is unjustifiable that we stay... Well, not that we, but that the committee stays at the Cullinan Hotel at great expense. Let's be honest. It is a top-notch Cape Town hotel that will include breakfast, dinner. It's just not justifiable. To say transport is unreliable, well, Chairperson, the same could be said that we wake up at 6 o'clock at the hotel, we go downstairs, we have breakfast, we go and stand outside, and at 7:30 the transport's not there. It's the same rationale. If we can't rely on the transports, who's to say that they'll be there at 7:30 on Wednesday morning? It's the same rationale. So, Chair, I am very concerned about this. And I did raise my concern when I was phoned to be asked if I would be staying at the Cullinan, and I said no. So I think we need to look at this seriously, Chair.
Let me first of all ask through you to the secretary, just remind us, where is the port?
The port?
Yes. For you, oh, if you go by that roundabout,
yeah, the roundabout is
and then you turn
there.
Right in there.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right, yeah, right. Where the
yeah.
bussy goes for
yeah.
the when it's the jazz festival,
yeah.
they go through there, that side. Yeah, no, look, I must appreciate that the secretary has not been woeful in what he has attempted. And I do think that he has taken into consideration a number of factors of ensuring that we start on time and that we are all there. But I do think that in this instance, we should persuade him that we can't justify it. You see, we shouldn't maybe do that. We should accommodate his fear and work out how we're going to make sure that all of us are going to be there on time, and there should be some measure of I know there are some members who don't have transport here, and we can't expect them to take this busy, that the parliament busy is probably not going to work in this instance. Yeah. So some measures. We're not a lot of members, Chair. And maybe he should tell us how many members are going to come tomorrow and the day thereafter. So that's my view. I also indicated then already to the person that phoned. Now, I'm not going to sleep there, both tomorrow and the next day. I'm not going to do that. I am, however, going to take my own transport to get to the port, and I'll use my own transport to get to Saldanha also. And that's purely because I've got to get to meetings myself. So I will not be able to wait for all of you to get into the taxi, and then you get lost, and then you want to go and look for fish in Saldanha Bay and all of these things.
Chairperson, two issues. One, just on the program, before we get to this logistics issue, I just need for clarity, what will be the program of Transnet at Rail Engineering? Is it very similar to Kruspoort? What is the main business here? Do they assemble? I'm not too fair and updated. So I need to know, what are they going to present or show us at Salt River? I've never been to Salt River. I know Kruspoort in Pretoria, but I don't know what's happening at Salt River. So I just need, I think the committee needs a sense. What are we going to expect? And secondly, this and the harbour. And thirdly, also at Saldanha, the harbour, two harbours, Cape Town Harbour and Saldanha Harbour. So I need from the secretary just to inform us the program of Transnet in the two harbours and Transnet Rail Engineering. That's number one. Number two, in principle, I will not stay at the hotel. I have a home allocated to me here, so I think we need to keep the committee together as far as possible for an oversight visit. And what I suggest we do, and see and ask the secretary, if we cannot arrange in such a way, I know if Comrade Connie has to go on her own, that is the exception, that's fine. Not many members are going to do that. So I don't have a problem with that. But for the remainder of the members, I think the better option will be on both days. On the first day, we start at 8 o'clock at the harbour. So we need to work back at what time do we depart from Parliament. The second day, on Thursday, we need to leave the venue at 7 o'clock to be at a certain time somewhere else. So we need to work out, how do we get the members to Parliament on these 2 days to to be in time for that 8 o'clock meeting and in time to depart here at 7. Mm-hmm. And I would assume that most members will treat this a normally parliamentary week. You're coming in for a committee meeting or a plenary or a working day, and we appeal to members to be at a specific time indicated by the secretary. You must be here, because at that time we depart. If you're not here, we depart without you. So that will be for me a much practical arrangement. It's not cost incurred. It's not fruitless expenditure. We can justify it in a case that a member makes use of public transport from one of the parks, say a bus. Then we can arrange for that member to be picked up earlier than the departure time of the bus, to be in time here for either the 7 or 8 o'clock meeting in the port or the 7 o'clock departure to Saldanha Bay. Then that cost we can justify to say, but this Mr. Gololo has to be picked up before the bus leaves there, because the bus will only arrive at a late stage here at this at the venue. So what I'm suggesting basically is we make the departure venue and the gathering venue, Houses of Parliament. We start from here to the various venues and we return to here.
Yeah. No, I understand the concern of the money spent not being fruitful. So what we try to do, because I think there's still time for us to cancel that hotel, because I think before 12 o'clock you can, I think the time is 12 o'clock, if you cancel before then I will give that instruction. Then what we'll do, we'll organize transport, I will communicate with all members that transport must pick them up, those who don't have cars to travel to Parliament, that transport must pick them up in time at their residences, and then we will pick us up from Parliament. All of us will leave from 7 o'clock here. From 7:30, because it's here, and then it's 7 o'clock, we'll still the time will still stay the same for both days. We'll leave 7 o'clock on Thursday again in the morning.
The logistical stuff, obviously not too much, it was just check the traffic thing, right?
Yeah, traffic thing.
That thing is quite active there, that entrance.
Mm. Yeah, to the port.
Oh, yeah.
Sea Point and all these places.
Yeah. Arrange check on the time that you want us to leave
tomorrow.
And get there.
Mm.
Because it's not that we going against the traffic there. People will, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So
and then
you'll come back to the final.
Yes, I'll have to call all the members.
Okay, you're still on the final
time
departure.
Of departure, yes. I'll call you again for that. And then with regards to the Transnet Rail Engineering, I think that according to the presentation that was made in Kudusport, they said that one of their hubs is also the one in Salt River where they are doing engineering work, like manufacturing and all that. So I'm not sure what kind of things they are assembling here. It could be something else, but not, because I haven't seen a coach being assembled. I haven't been inside. Yeah. It will be, yes, they're doing the same. They've got the same mandate as the one in Kudusport.
Okay.
Then what was the other question again, Doc?
Same with the port, two ports.
The program. Yes, I've actually requested Transnet. I've sent them even an email again on Monday to say that I'm still awaiting. This thing that I've done for you is not a program. This is just a, like, what is it you must do? But you must develop a program for us. But as we speak now, they haven't signed it. So I'm going to check again if I've just made follow-up again with them. Because even the last time when we went there, I called them, I'm waiting for, this thing is not a program. This is just a guideline for you. You need to do a program that says at what time to what time. But they only want to give us what we are there. So I'll make follow-up again.
No, that's no problem. In other words, what we're saying, they're going to do what they did to us, what the program they did in Richards Bay and Muga. So if that's a guideline, they're going to give us an overview, maybe show us the facilities, touring around. So it's a balance between a presentation, minimum, and maximum going around, showing the facilities, interact with workers, get to feel what is happening. Then I'm quite comfortable. Last point, and that goes for all three presentations. And last, then tomorrow you need to factor now in the postponement of the meeting, of this meeting, for the adoption of the minutes and the report. Mm-hmm. Must be factored in for tomorrow for at least 1 hour.
Thank you through you to the secretary. Just back to the program again. I'm not sure what Eric has given. Eric, the researcher, has given the secretary with regards to these three different areas, because they're not going to be the same. It's not Mucha, the sport. It is just absolutely not the same. There are some issues that you would have remembered that the committee raised when Transnet came to do their presentation. There was that thing of the wind was affecting, I don't know, whatever. You know, it's those kind of things that we would want to be pointed out. At the harbors, our issue is, first of all, the governance. That's what this committee is about. It's the governance matter, how governance is being dealt with. And let's learn a lesson from what we saw in Richards Bay. Pathetic. So I think it's the governance issue that we are interested in. They're not going to send us a program. We must send them a program. This is what we would want to have. So I say again, one, it's the governance. Then secondly, the president spoke about the tariff issue. So we raised the tariff issue with Mucha, and we raised the tariff issue with Richards Bay. So we raised the tariff issue here also, because that's an intense program that is inhibiting. It's alleged that it's inhibiting trade due to the tariff structure of the ports, and so I think he must just ask Eric to tighten up a little bit, so that there's a little bit more familiar things being given to the committee. The same thing would be at the rail in trans. It's again the governance issue at the Transnet Rail, but here, and in fact in all three, you would remember, or let us be reminded on the program of the committee as adopted both in the committee and being that we agreed to at the workshop. That's the oversight that we are going to do, so I don't want to take you through all of that. But that's the guidance that must remain. So, of course, all three of them, we would want to know what the job creation aspects and skills development in the main. And we did it successfully with the other oversight visits. And so I think Disang and Eric must just go over the committee's decisions that we have taken. And lastly, Chair, let us learn from the other oversight visits that we've had. So, for example, Disang, you delegated to the assistant to give us the program. So we didn't get it, you see. We were a little bit clueless insofar as what next to expect and so on. We cannot expect Transnet to be saying what's going to happen 9 o'clock, what's going to happen 10 o'clock. It is ourselves that need to tell them what's going to happen. So in addition to us being phoned, we need to be emailed also the little background of the three places, and then also the, of course, the times for what we're going to do there. And I think that we must just we must just not repeat some of, they were not major, but I mean some of the little things that didn't go right at the other oversight visits, and not to repeat it here at this one. One of the problems is that we don't do well with time, all of us. So when we see a gap of just dragging out there, then we do that, you know. So I think we've got to guard against. Somebody must whip us. Oh yeah, the whip is next to me. The whip must whip us and get us moving along, because we are, some of us, no, some other people, not me, are at the age where they're moving slower in life now, and so not Natasha.
Why do you let me? There it is.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's at the bottom.
You told me one thing, I was not... what is it? I was not...
Oh, yeah. There it is. You've got the stuff. At the bottom of the...
At the bottom.
Yeah.
I said, no,
but you see,
I said
these are things that the sign has sent to the teacher.
Okay.
Yeah, so they were just... allocate the time. Yeah.
And then also, sorry Chair, then also let's tighten up a little bit of how do we deal with the other stakeholders, because it became, I don't know, my own view was it became a bit confusing. It became confusing for them. What do we want a separate input from the union?
Huh?
It's everywhere I saw it. So I think that must be spelled out a little bit more clearer. We want, because you know, we squeeze everyone, then the business people are not sure, look, where do they fit in, they just come and have lunch with us. So I think on the program it must be Transmit will give us a whatever, and then there's a separate slot for the unions, and then there's a separate slot for the, because what happens is that all of them were subjected to the management of them, and we sort of took away their rights as entities in their own rights. We took that away.
I think if you want to, let's then just put it, what is it that you want to hear?
What do we want to hear from?
I think one of the better interactions we had with the stakeholders combined with a state entity was at Kusile. Kusile in Witmark. There it was properly communicated. The stakeholders spoke to the union and the local authority, and whether they apologized or with being there, it flowed into one another. I would hate to separate. I would think it's better for us to sit around the table, look one another in the eye, and speak frankly. So if we need to look at an example, definitely not Lepelale and definitely not Richards Bay, but Kusile is probably the better one. But there, the stakeholder, the state entity, took the initiative to arrange on our advice who to invite, and they came. And because they had a good relationship with one another, it flowed naturally. Where there's no relationship, then of course you will get conflict. And this is the purpose of the oversight. So I would say, let's go and ask them to gather the people around the table, firstly. And secondly, the state, the entity must be prepared to engage with us. If they don't engage and they cannot answer questions, you remember in Richards Bay they couldn't answer the question on gender. Simple, straightforward, 18 years down the democracy. Then they dumbfounded, and we need to prepare them and to say we must engage and have an open discussion, and we all in one room and around one table and according to the guidelines that we've already discussed.
Sorry, I didn't mean people must be one by one.
But just remember, what we did, just to answer Murkoni.
No, that's the only thing. I thought that the answer, yes, in one room, but clearly everyone been given an opportunity.
No, I'm fine. It's coming.
So what do you address on the specific that transport tomorrow will be from this Thank you.